Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Margaret Genome, live here with Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. So glad you could join us today. On this show, as you heard from the song, you will be heard and you will be seen. And in this show is all about building relationships, building up our confidence, our knowing spiritually, everything that is so unseen, but is so incredibly important in this lifetime. So if you, for any reason, would like to call, get some spiritual advice, maybe you're in a relationship that isn't going very well, or maybe you're in a job that seems to be a dead end, anything that I might be able to do to help you, to guide you, you know, and I have to tell you, you know, I say messages, and I say reading, but where I'm different is that whenever I am, I say you're talking to me on the phone, if I see an obstacle or blockage to whatever you're trying to do, because of my healing, I can help you remove that. We can start anew. We can bring to the front of your mind that which you might be doing that is causing you grief. So, and it's just as simple as a prayer. That's all. That's as simple as a prayer. So if you would like to call, the number is area code 845-241-9850. Again, 845-241-9850. And we'd love to talk to you today. All right. And I'm here today with Kimberly and Janie. And we're new at this, so I would ask you all to be very patient with us. We don't have our chat up yet. We haven't streamlined everything as of yet, but very interested in you and whatever you might need. Now we have a caller. I'm going to go to our caller. Hold on 1 second. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is
I can't
Catherine.
Hear you here. Catherine, where are you from, Catherine?
Yes. From New York.
New York. Very nice. What is your life like today?
I'm grateful I'm here and healthy, thank God. It's a bit snowy out still, a lot of snow out there. We can't really go out. But other than that, I'm just grateful to be alive and well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, honey. How can I help you today?
I was going to ask if you see my project taking off, please, this year. I have a few of them going on. But I also heard your talk in the beginning. I don't know, maybe is the right way to ask it, if I have any blockages towards my projects taking off.
Okay. Well, let's look at this. First of all, this is the first time I've spoken with you. And one of the major things I do, now you've had a lot of trauma in your life, Catherine. And because of that, your electromagnetic field, which is your protection from God, it's what keeps your energy in close to your body. It allows you to be vital and healthy and beautiful. That is very weakened. So there's a prayer that I do. It's a very simple prayer. But what it'll do is it'll remove anything that's negative with you. Okay, anything that's negative, plus it will repair the electromagnetic field, the emotional and mental bodies, and all that you are. And it'll start repairing any fractures in your fields, and it'll strengthen you, and then we align you to your higher self. How does that sound?
Wow, amazing. Thank you.
And it's a very simple prayer. And all you would have to do is do you have pen and paper there, dear?
Yes.
My email is Mary Margaret Denholm, Denholm, at gmail.com. So
could
if you'd
you
like
spell
a copy
the-
of Mary, Mary, Margaret, Margaret, Denholm, Denholm. So if you want a copy of this prayer, then we will send it to you.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
Okay, and we have so many others. We have so many others. And as you hear me work, you may request others that we do here on the show. And so whenever we do these prayers, we say them out loud, because that's how we create our life. You know that, right? Everything you say, everything you think, everything you feel is creating this. So we want to be certain. I want to add a line for your projects. Any obstacles or blockages to the successful completion of my projects. Is that okay?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, great. So if you will repeat after me. Oh, here we go. By the power and the authority of what would you like to say? Jesus, God, higher self, all that I am. Okay. By the power and authority of God.
By the power and authority of God.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command you give full permission.
Gently clear all entities.
Gently clear all entities.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
Interfering in any way.
Interfering in any way.
Especially with my projects.
Especially with my projects.
And the completion of my projects.
And the completion of my projects.
Take a deep breath there. Just let that go. You're going to feel a lot lighter. Negative energies.
All negative energy.
And negative emotions.
And negative emotions.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
Any energies of unhappiness or depression.
Any energies of unhappiness or depression.
Lack of patience.
Lack of patience.
Or loneliness.
or loneliness
be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With divine love and divine healing light.
With divine love and divine healing light.
Take another little breath in. Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
With grids of golden healing energy.
With grids of golden healing energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Align all that I am.
Align all that I am.
To the perfection of my higher self.
To the perfection of my higher self.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
Take 3 deep breaths, honey. Feel that?
Yeah.
You really had some negative stuff going on, honey, and that's gone now. So, and your projects, they will be successful. Okay, there's something that's getting in the way. Are you real lonely? Is that what I'm feeling?
Especially with the lockdown situation, like I haven't been able, you know, to get out and meet people or, you know, meet up with friends as much.
Oh, no, it's terribly difficult. Well, you keep tuning in here. We'd love to have you. We'd love to talk to you. And just know that you know, you've got Mary Margaret, Kimberly, and Janie right here. Anytime.
Thank you so much, ladies. And you said your email is marymargaretthemhome@gmail, was it?
@gmail.com. And we'll send you the clearing prayer. Now, it might not get out this week. I've got some changes to make to it, but maybe next week, okay? And then say that clearing prayer whenever you feel you should. And what will happen is you'll get lighter and lighter and lighter, and you're going to have more of a direction with your business.
Wow.
Your projects. But many blessings to you. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Call in again, dear. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. I will. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, honey. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. And we have one more caller.
Hello,
this is Mary Margaret. How can I help you, please?
Yes, my name is Suzanne, and I'm working part-time, and I'm going to work Sunday another part-time. I don't want to work a million part-time jobs. I went to ask another place where I worked a couple of years ago if they'd be rehiring me. They said no. I really need a full-time job and then a part-time job, like on a Sunday to work also. What do you see with that?
All right. Your name's Suzanne. Where are you? What state are you in, dear?
Long Island.
Okay. Now, hold on 1 second. Now, there's another interview coming. And that interview is coming in 3 weeks, Suzanne. That's for a full-time job.
Is it teacher aid or?
Pardon?
I'm applying for teacher aid jobs. Do you see that?
That's very positive, yes.
Oh, you know, yes, I'm working as a lunch monitor, and I just wrote the human resource department, and I said, can I be a sub monitor, teacher aide, and teacher assistant maybe, because I'll make more money subbing, even though I need something full-time. She didn't write back to me, but I can't live on 4.5 hours a day, even if I work Sundays.
No. This, what they're showing me is a full-time, and it's something that comes, but it's something that comes to you in about 3 weeks. Stay with this, and whatever happens with this, it may lead to something else. But for right now, in 3 weeks, you're going to hear about something. You're going to be interviewed in about a month, and then in about 6 weeks, you're working full time. Okay.
You know,
don't disregard anything as it comes to you now, because I think this is it. I think it's really important that you stay open to all the opportunities that are coming your way.
No, I know what you're saying, but if I could work as a sub, and I told her that instead of 4.5 hours a day, I might as well do that with the same school district. I don't know if they'll let me do that, and then hope to get something, because I can't live on 4.5 hours a week.
Right.
A day.
They understand that. I don't think they want to lose you, so they're going to work with you.
Well, I don't know, because there was a teacher aide position open. I interviewed with the district in December. I didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
He asked me to sub as an aide, to be a monitor. I thought a monitor, because at least I was there every day. Then I said, I see they were hiring for January. Then I saw they were hiring for February. And she says, oh, we'll just keep it on file. Meanwhile, one of the monitors went there today to interview for the aide position. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. But what Spirit's saying is just keep trying. Just keep trying now. There's going to be a lot of changes. And they are going to
be... Well, there's really no more schools. I don't want to travel far to try four is what I'm getting at.
Right. No, there's something in the works, though, spiritually. So I would just...
I mean, is it with the district I'm at now or a different one?
With the district you're at now.
All right.
Okay, I hope that helps you, dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Messages, Healing, and Prosperity with Mary Margaret, Kimberly, and Jeannie. And we're so happy to have you. If for any reason anyone would like a private session with me, and as I said, I do more than just reading. I remove blockages and obstacles to your success, whatever your personal goals are, and so forth. The phone number where you can reach me is area code 513-289-2914, area code 513-289-2914, or Mary Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, @gmail.com. And if you've heard the clearing prayer here either today or last time, and you'd like a copy of it, then please send an email requesting that to MaryMargaretDenholm @gmail.com. It probably won't be till next week. I've got some revisions to do, but then we'll get it out to you. All right. Let's see. For those people that are on the line, I would ask you if I've already talked to you, if you could get off, because we only have the 5 lines and no one else can get in if you stay on that line. So if you, Catherine, Suzanne, okay, thank you. Thank you so, so much. All right. I think we have another call. Hello, this is Mary Margaret. How can I help you? Hello?
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 Can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Okay, good. thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name here?
Karen in New York.
Hey, Karen. Lots of people from New York today. That's amazing. Karen,
yeah.
How's your life going?
Oh, well, my life is pretty creepy.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm sorry to be a downer. I'm really just, you know, I'm in a place. I have so many problems. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know why I'm still here, what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. I'm, you know, how to solve
well,
my financial situation.
Let's take one thing, Karen. Let's take one thing. What is the most important thing right now? Because you can call back every week. We can work on this weekly. You can call for private sessions, whatever. But give me one thing today that could help you and could help anybody else that's listening.
Well, can I ask what do you see in terms of solving my financial situation? I'm dreading having to get a roommate. Don't know how that might work out and how to find someone who I would actually like and not dread having in my space.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's really important. Would a roommate keep you out of financial difficulties?
Or another financial miracle that will solve the problem.
Well, no, I don't see that kind of intervention. What I do see is you doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, and that could very well be the roommate. Now, whatever's happening here, you're putting the word out to your friends, your family. You're not advertising this.
Right.
And within 3 weeks, you should have someone that is very compatible with you.
You mean just from word of mouth, talking to people?
Yes. Yes. Huh? Just get that out there. Get that out there, talking to people. You know, could even be at a restaurant where you might just think highly of the student or whatever and say, do you know of anybody who might want to be a roommate? And, but yeah, just through word of mouth, Spirit saying that's very, very possible.
Okay,
so that's step one. That's step one. We've got to get you on a more even keel here. But, Karen, you know, you've had so much trauma in your life. You heard me do the clearing prayer before?
Yeah, I heard some of that. But I try not to pay that much attention because it's not really me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to do a short clearing prayer with you. And then if you want a copy of the clearing prayer, then I'll give you my email address.
Yeah.
Because you've had so much negativity, and I want you to say that clearing prayer at least once a week, every few days, until we get all this negativity off of you. Okay?
Okay, and that will work, just saying the prayer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Our prayers are invocations given to me by, I say, Divine Spirit. The Most High and Holy Divine Spirit, and I work with Jesus. I had a near-death experience years ago, and God, I'm just very, very lucky. Even in our church services, Jesus comes in, Mary Magdalene comes in, Prime Creator. Okay. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, so and you're always welcome to attend our church service too. You just let us know. Drop me an email at marymargaretdenholm@gmail.com, and we'll get you all set up because you can just listen from your telephone, or a computer, whatever works for you. But
great
for you now. Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Well,
so you can see the trauma. You can see or sense that I've had a lot of trauma in my life.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. In fact, because I can do a lot of muscle testing, kinesiology and that type thing, your electromagnetic field is down to 10%. And it should be 100%, honey. So, and I'm going to tell you, we just have to do this prayer once and it'll bring your electromagnetic field up to 100%. Because if your electromagnetic field isn't strong, Karen, you could easily be under attack all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's do this little prayer. And then you send, drop me an email. Let me know if you want to do church service. We do Sunday evening at 7 online. And then and ask for the prayer. And let's change your life. We have an opportunity to change your life, and that's what I'm here for. That gives me the best pleasure, to help somebody really change their life. You ready?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. When you pray or when you meditate, what do you say? God, Jesus, higher self, all that I am?
I say God or creator.
Okay, great, good.
God is.
So repeat after me. We have to say it out loud. By the power and the authority of God the creator.
By the power and authority of God the Creator.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give permission.
All entities and energies of these.
All entities, energies and entities of thee.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Now I'm adding a special line in here for you. All obstacles and blockages.
All obstacles and blockages.
To my financial success.
To my financial success.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Gently fill all spaces with divine love and divine healing light.
Gently fill those spaces with divine love and divine healing light.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
My emotional and mental bodies.
My emotional and mental bodies.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
With grids of golden healing crystalline.
With grids of golden healing crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align to my higher self.
And I gently align to myself.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Three deep breaths, honey. First breath tells every cell in your body something's happening and to pay attention. The second breath actually starts releasing a lot of this negativity. And it's going to be like an onion peeling. We're just going to get the top layer today. So every time you say the prayer, another layer of the onion is going to be removed. And I do believe you feel a lot lighter, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
you're
at peace. Your voice, you're even at peace, Karen. So let's keep it up. Let's get that, get an email to me so we can get the prayer to you. Say the prayer whenever you can. Some people say it every day. Some people say it three or four times a week, and then listen to the show because there's so much. In fact, do you have time, because there's something else Spirit wants me to talk to you about?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. For those who are listening now, I want you to know, if you want any of these prayers, you just send an email to MaryMargaretDenholm@gmail.com. Or if you want a private session with me, just call 513-289-2914. Karen, there's a lot of victim energy around you. If you go to the top of your spine, is there a hump there on the top of your spine?
You mean where my almost meets
where
my
you're,
neck?
Where in the bottom of your neck, the bottom
yeah.
of your neck, the top of your spine.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of stuck, bent a little bit forward. They told me I have arthritis or some other
All
stuff.
All right, honey, let me tell you. What happens
mm-hmm.
there is that is where the body connects, that it collects the victim energy. And if you go an inch and a half below that, you might find some padding of some sort. That's the martyr energy. Now, I never gravitated to the martyr energy, but my mother did, so I inherited a lot. And so did you. So we're going to do a prayer and put in the email if you want this, the release of victim and martyr energy. That's what this prayer is. And we'll get that to you too. All right?
Okay.
I want
Thank
you to
you.
Put your hand on the top of your spine, bottom of your neck, and listen to the instructions. Okay?
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter at all, honey. All right. Take a deep breath now, dear. By the power and authority of Creator God.
By the power and authority in Creator God.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All victim and martyr energy that I have created.
All victim and martyr energy that I have created.
Or I have inherited.
Or I have inherited.
In this lifetime or any other lifetime.
In this lifetime or any other life.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
And I want you to rub that what they call arthritis. I want you to rub that now and roll your shoulders a little bit, because we've got to break that up a little bit. All right? And roll your shoulders. I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
And I am not a martyr.
And I am not a martyr.
I am a success story.
I am a success story.
And from this moment forward.
And from this moment forward.
I will believe in myself.
I will believe in myself.
And I will believe in all the possibilities of success.
And I will believe in all the possibilities of success.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it now.
Take a deep breath. Take those three deep breaths, honey. Now Kimberly's still here, I think. Kimberly, do you have anything that you might want to say to Karen? We can get another opinion on this, too. Great.
I do. Hi, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you.
Karen, here's what I wanted to say to you. Here's what I'm getting. You know how sometimes we don't want to do things like go to a wedding or go out to dinner with people and we end up having a fabulous time? Well, this thing with the roommate, this situation, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at the outcome of this roommate. Really. So just have fun with it. Do what you need to do. But, you know, keep an open mind. But you know how you're, like, dreading it and don't want to do it? I have a feeling this is going to turn out better than you ever anticipated.
Well, that's what I was hoping and praying for, that it would be someone who is positive and possibly a friend I would like having around and not dread.
Now, Karen, because your energy has now shifted and changed because
mm-hmm.
of doing, believe me, when I met Mary Margaret almost 18 years ago, I was thinking the same thing. Oh, is this prayer really going to change things? It did. And it got rid of a lot of ugly stuff. So it did that for you. So wait and see now what shows up in your life. And you're
okay.
going to do this. I know that you will. So stay positive. You're going to do this, okay? Nice meeting
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. I do feel a lot better.
You sound better, dear. You
Long
sound
way.
So much better. Call us back and
yeah.
let us know how things are going. And know that okay. we're going to be here every Wednesday live at 5 o'clock if you need anything else.
Okay, and I am going to email you for the prayers.
Great. Great, honey. That'll be great. We'll get them to you as soon as we can.
Okay. Wonderful.
And tell everybody about the show. We're so new. We're just so new.
Well, I think you're doing great. We're being new. It's going to, it will take off. I feel that.
Thank you so much, honey. Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you. Thank you again.
Many blessings. Many blessings. Bye, dear.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, honey. All right. Now, all right. Let's see here, honey. We have another caller. Hold on, I didn't do that right. Hold on. All right. Hold on 1 second. Hello, caller. This is Mary Margaret. How can I help you? Hold on. No, that didn't. Oh, here it goes. Hello, caller. This is Mary Margaret. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Shante. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Shante. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a concern.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been me and my children for some years. I've put a lot of work in just being alone and, self-love, self-care. But it's a guy trying to get close to me. It's a guy trying to come into my circle. And for some reason, I can't get close to him. I don't know if he's maybe right or not for me. You know, when you done been at peace, you don't want nobody disturbing that. So I'm skeptical about him, and I don't know.
What's his name, honey? Just his first name.
James.
James. How long have you known him?
I've known him for a long time, but we never had a relationship. We never took it to that level. But I've known him for a long time, but I'm scared. For some reason, I can't get close to him.
Okay. Why do you think you can't get close to him?
I have trust issues. Mm-hmm. I've been through a lot, and I'm scared. I'm guarded. And I'm really deeply in my spirituality now, so
let me tell you what Spirit is saying. This is what Spirit is saying. Dear, you are a wise woman now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all make mistakes when we're young,
mm-hmm.
and things do happen. But you are a wise woman now. Your spirituality has taken you to another level. And
mm-hmm.
James has waited a long time. He has waited just outside of you. He's waited. He set his eye on you for a long time. No, that's what Spirit's saying. He's had his eye on you for a long time. And he didn't know
mm-hmm.
how to approach you, and now
mm-hmm.
he's ready, and he's
mm-hmm.
trying to be patient and everything else. But he is a good guy. He is a good guy.
Oh,
his intentions are 100%. But the problem is, honey, is
mm-hmm.
you don't trust yourself.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and because you don't
so
trust yourself. Yeah, you don't trust yourself, and we've got to get rid of that. We've got to get rid of all that self-doubt. We've got to get rid of, and that's where this show is different, everybody. We get messages from
mm-hmm.
Spirit, but then we know Spirit tells us what we have to do to clear out any obstacles or blockages to what you want in your life. And it's really important that you all learn, and that's why I'm doing this show. So you are living in fear.
Yes, I am.
And I got to tell you, honey, I know I use spirituality as a way to protect myself years ago.
It's so true.
You don't want to.
Oh, my God. You is on the money with You got me teary eyed because it's true. I put all my
energy
in my
spirit. Honey, your spirit wants you to be happy. And,
okay.
And when I go in, James would make you happy 100% if you didn't have this fear. So are you ready to release
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to call this man and say you're ready for a Valentine's Day dinner?
I've been giving him such a hard time. I don't know if he's still going to be waiting.
He probably will fall over. He wouldn't be able to take it.
I've been pushing him away like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not, you know, go
well,
be happy, find someone else, you know. And he just said, nope, you
know,
to be my
in
wife.
His spirit. He knows
he
in his
said
spirit.
It.
So I'm going to do my part, and we're going to release
okay.
this fear and this doubt. You're going to
okay.
send an email to me at marymargaretdenholm@gmail.com, and we're going to get you the prayers.
Okay. All right.
You need that again?
I'm getting a yes, please.
Okay. Mary, just plain old Mary, Margaret,
okay.
MarGaret Denholm, DenHolm.
Oh, okay.
gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get the prayer to you, but I'm specifically going to put in as far as this love relationship.
Okay.
God sends us what we need, honey, whether we know we need it or not.
You're right.
So,
yes, he does.
But I cannot
not what
let
we
you
want,
take
but
this
what we
fear.
Need.
I cannot
okay.
let you take this fear and ruin an opportunity for wonderful love.
Okay.
So
okay.
promise me, I do this, I get you clear, we get the prayer to you,
okay.
that
okay.
that you call him and say, take me to dinner for Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'll promise you. I promise.
You promise me?
I can promise.
Because you
I can
pushed him away
that.
So much, he's gonna be gun-shy.
Yeah, he's told me. He said, I'm trying so hard. He's even cried in front of me. And, you know, I'm so cold-hearted and so, you know, like, I'm
you
so
are
numb. Like,
no, you are
no,
fearful
I'm like,
and you have trauma.
Yes.
So let's
so
get rid
like,
of it. Are you going to let
okay.
the darkness keep you from happiness and true love?
I don't want to. I don't. It's just I'm
then
so scared
not,
to let then someone.
Then Mary Margaret is not going to allow you to do that.
Okay.
And I want to call. Right. I want to call the Wednesday after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay.
I promise.
So let's do this prayer. When you pray,
that.
You say Jesus, God, Spirit, Higher
mm-hmm.
Self. What do you what words do you use, honey?
I always say, Dear Lord.
Okay, good. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Say this after.
Okay.
Put your hand on your heart, because that's
okay.
where a lot of the trauma is. All right, here, repeat
mm-hmm.
after me. By the power and the authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of my dear Lord.
My dear Lord.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
Any energies or entities.
Any energy or entities.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching and using me.
In any way.
In any way.
Leave now.
Leave now.
All fear, ooh. Trauma. See, you
all
felt it.
All fear and trauma. Oh, Jesus. I got tingles. I'm like, what? Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Telling you, honey, we have the line to God here. We really do. All self-doubt.
All self-doubt.
Anything that interferes with my ability to have a loving relationship.
Interferes that may interfere to have a loving relationship.
Leave now.
Leave now.
All energies of the darkness.
All energies of the darkness.
Be removed from me.
Be removed from me.
That's it, honey. Let it go. Be removed from me now.
Be removed from me now.
You will not hold
let
me
go.
Back. That's it. Thank you, Kimberly. Let it go, babe. Let it go, honey. I am a child of the light.
I am a child of the light.
And I deserve love.
And I deserve love.
That's it, honey. Let it go. Let it go. You've been through way too much. Way too much. Surround and support. Surround and support.
Surround and support.
All that I am.
All that I am.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me, Lord.
Heal me, Lord.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
And the perfection of my higher self.
And the perfection of my higher self.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it. So be it done now. Thank you.
Take those three deep breaths, honey. Very good. Very good, honey. Very good.
Oh. Oh my God.
Very good. That is the power
amazing.
Of the prayer. That is the yes. clearing prayer, and that is the power. That is the power of the prayer, honey. So you get an email to me or call me. Call me if you want it, the 513-299.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
513-285-285-2914. And you might want to attend our church on Sunday, too. It's Sunday evening at 7. Call me on that line, and we'll get you set up so you can see what we're doing at church. Because we do the same thing every week at Sunday night.
Okay. I would love that.
Now, honey, you got to rest now because you've been through so much. But do you see what he's been up against?
Oh, yes, because
he's been really up against
and trying. Yes, he told me, he said, if I have to get you counseling, we can make it. He said, I just see some things.
Because his spirit knows you are his lady.
He said it. He said, I know you're supposed to be with me. I know
you.
I said, no, I don't.
Yeah, and that's why he can't figure it out. And it's not like he's a stalker, and he's not anything like that. He's a nice guy. But you tell him he's got to take it slow.
Okay.
Tell him you got to take it slow, but we are going to dinner on Valentine's Day.
Okay, I sure will. Okay, I tell him. I'll call him today, actually.
Thank you for calling the show, honey, and call that other number
Thank
if
you
have
so
any problems.
Much.
You know, because sometimes you need another clearing
it.
Or something like that. Okay, but you are a spiritual woman and he is a spiritual man, and there's nothing wrong with this relationship except the darkness wants to keep you away from each other.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I really, really need it.
Hold on. Let's see if Kimberly has
amazing.
Anything. Kimberly, do you have anything?
Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to say, just be honest with him and to take it slow and just get dressed up as pretty as you can. You're a beautiful woman, I can tell, Shantae.
Yeah.
And you have me crying. So, you know, that was a divine healing right there, and you will see. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. God bless. Have fun.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. All right, everybody. Again, if you would like a private session with Mary Margaret or a copy of any of the prayers we do here, you can call me at 513-285-2914. Or, again, that's 513-285-2914. Or you can drop an email to Mary, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, at gmail.com. And one of us will get right back to you. All right, let's see here. Okay, I think we have another caller. Hold on. Hello, this is Mary Margaret. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Maribel, and I guess I wanted to do some healing because I feel like I just don't have enough self-confidence, and I feel like it has to do with maybe just some, like, underwork on my part.
Well, you know, Maribel, as I touch in with you, you even had trauma as a child, and that trauma has fractured your electromagnetic field. Your electromagnetic field is only at, it's only at 12%, honey, and it should be at 100%. So, yes, that's very intuitive of you to know that yes, it is. Your frequency could be so much higher. Now, you do have about, let's see, you have quite a few things interfering. So, and when your fields are fractured, they can come in and out of your field at any time. So we're going to do a clearing prayer. Is there anything you want me to focus on, though, something especially for you? Maribel? Maribel, are you there, dear?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My face just hit the mute button. Sorry.
That's all right. Is there something in particular that's going on in your life that we have to specifically address?
Yeah. I would say, like, just the self-confidence in myself and my abilities and trust, like self-trust.
Okay. Can I ask what happened to you at 5 years old?
So at five, I actually don't know. I just remember, like, that was a very dark period for me, and, like, it made me very scared of, like, older men, and, but
okay,
I don't remember
the
specifics.
That is where this is coming from. So we are going to exercise all darkness. We're going to get them out of here. And you know, when spirit comes in, they said whatever happened then changed your life forever. And they're going to remove all the energies of that, all the energies of trauma for this lifetime. And anything that interferes with your confidence. Okay? Is that all right?
Okay.
When
Definitely,
you pray or
yeah.
when you meditate, what do you say? God, Jesus, higher self, spirit?
I
what do you say? When,
like, higher self and spirit.
Okay, great. All right. Now, you're saying this aloud. And if you want this prayer, a copy of a prayer that's very similar, then I just want you to contact us. And I'll leave that after we work so that we can get that, because I think you're going to have to do this every few days.
Okay.
Because like I said, this is like the onion peeling. It's like the onion peeling, so we're going to get the top layer tonight. You're going to feel much better, but there's a lot of deep things. And you can always call the show if you have a problem, if you're having a bad day, you can always call me back on the show on Wednesdays at 5.
Okay.
You know, or if you think a private session would help you, then just call me at the contact numbers. All right.
Okay.
You ready, dear?
Yep.
All right. Repeat after me now. By the power and the authority of my higher self and spirit.
In the power and authority of my higher power and inner spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All entities and energies of entities.
All entities and energies of entities.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Take a deep breath. anything interfering with me.
Anything interfering with me?
Mm-hmm. On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
Be released and removed now.
Be released and removed now.
Take another little breath in. All negative energies and negative emotions.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
Be gently released.
Be gently released.
Mm-hmm. All energies of darkness.
All energies of darkness.
Especially when I was a child.
Especially when I was a child.
Be released now.
Be released now.
I will have no more of this in my life.
I will have no more of this in my life.
Take a deep breath. Anything that interferes with my confidence.
Anything that interferes with my confidence.
Or my ability to move forward.
Or my ability to move forward.
Leave now.
Leave now.
Surround and support all that I am.
Surround and support all that I am.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
As I gently release all trauma.
As I gently release all trauma.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align to my higher self.
As I gently align to my higher self.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done right now.
Take three deep breaths, honey. You are clear. You are all light now, honey. You are all light. Now I'm going to ask Kimberly if she has anything to add for you, okay?
Okay.
Kimberly?
Yes, I see her as all light now, too, but it's really going to be, you know, for your highest good to continue to do that. You know, somebody like me, but where I work and everything, I do these prayers every day, but even a few times a week, if you will do that just to keep your vibration high, you know, it's really going to help you. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Mary Bell. Anybody out there, we're here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock live. If I can help you in any way, please call me at 513-285-2914. Our email is Mary Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, Denholm at gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. You are the best, all of you who listen.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are in.
Oh, boy.